I can't emphasize this enough. If that's the way you're going to coach, then this is a college football.
Yeah, you're trying to spark. Hey, we want a beautiful Rembrandt of an offense, complexity, option routes, all this. Can I get a spark?
If this is the way that O'Brien is going to run things, the Houston Texans are a college football team. It's that simple. You can't coach in the NFL like this. It doesn't happen anywhere else. It doesn't happen anywhere else where you bench a starting quarterback twice in 3 years in week number one. It makes no sense. Why should the players, especially on offense, why should they believe in the coach after you spent all of May, all of July, all of August, training camp, preseason, working with one quarterback most of the time with the ones, and then you switch at halftime of week number one? Why should I play hard for that head coach if he doesn't know what he's doing at the most important position in football? I can't.
But it's everything that led up to that moment, though. Too. This is the problem, though. It's that I can't sit here and criticize the decision to bench Tom Savage in that moment. But what I can criticize is that I assumed that he would have been more entrenched and ingrained in Tom Savage for several games. And if this was a possibility in his mind at all, why the hell was Deshaun Watson not getting a bunch of reps with the ones?
Yes.
This just doesn't compute at all. Like, you squandered an entire training camp where Deshaun Watson could have been running those inverted options and all that other cool stuff that Alex Smith was doing on Thursday night. Man, that was fun to watch. That was really cool. And that was stuff that Deshaun Watson would have been comfortable doing immediately. You've got Andy Reid, been in the league forever. Old Andy Reid. Let's all make fun of Andy Reid. Let's make fat jokes about Andy Reid. Andy Reid's been in the NFL forever. You know what he did with an old Alex Smith? Old Alex Smith. Alex Smith's been in the league, what, a decade? He took stuff that Alex Smith has done in college to make him more comfortable, to do some of those things to make it easier on him as a quarterback. That's a veteran who got like a 45 on his Wonderlic or some ridiculous stat. And you're doing that for your quarterback. But here in Houston, what do you do with your rookie quarterback that you traded away your next year's draft for? You just let him run with the twos.
Yep.
And get him really good running cards on scout team, and then throw him in there in the second half of week two. Like, it's getting to the point now with O'Brien. I wonder if they have like a sign system. Like, why even bother telling the quarterback that he's been demoted? Just go ahead and like some kind of hand signal or something. Be sure it's disguised so the opponent won't see it with his Apple Watch. Just to make it more streamlined, because it gets to the point now where it's just like you're a quarterback for the Texans, and you know the leash is incredibly short.
I mean, think about this. You spend millions of dollars going to the Greenbrier. We're doing these shows there, all that. They may as well have not practiced for all of August.
Yeah.
They may as well have not practiced for all of August if this is the way they're going to run things. What was the point of what you've done the last 4 months? What was the point? If I was Bob McNair, that's what I would ask. What is the point of what you were doing the last 4 months? What is the point? If you fail, at least fail in a normal fashion and not this haphazard whatever the hell is going on here.
And that's where it isn't just that they got shut out or anything like that. It was that offensive line gives you no chance, no hope, no anything. What's the sense on... I feel like there are a lot of fans right now. Probably three groups. One that just think Texans should pay Dwayne Brown. Two that feel like, okay, they hate Dwayne Brown and they blame it all on Dwayne Brown. And three, I bet there are a lot of people who hate Dwayne Brown yet feel like the Texans should pay him. Like, I hate you. I feel like you're robbing me at gunpoint. I feel like for Dwayne Brown's public perception and popularity, it needed to be like 4 or 5 sacks in that game. Because then you might be like, okay, there might be a chance. Now I think people feel like personally punched in the gut by Dwayne Brown. Like, I feel like they think Dwayne Brown's sitting up in a suite watching this like in a disguise and just smiling and nodding as quarterbacks are having their kidneys pummeled by various Jacksonville defenders.
Well, a caller to the postgame show on Texas Radio was not happy with Dwayne Brown.
Dwayne Brown, you haven't heard crap about him doing anything for the freaking victims of Harvey, and he's still holding out for his own money, and he didn't show up for us today when we needed him. You, Dame Dwayne Brown.
Okay, dump.
Well, that's the
that
thing,
was
though.
A
now, I don't like
for the victims of Harvey.
Yeah, I don't
Harvey.
Like playing that audio because it's entertaining. Except that, like, he did do.
Major
he brought
factor.
A tractor trailer full of supplies for Harvey victims.
Let's go back to the phones again, dissecting a 29-7. Lost to Jacksonville in week one, playing therapist for you and really playing therapist for ourselves as well. Andy in Cypress on Mad Radio. Andy, good morning. Go ahead.
All right. Well, we've got three of us here. I'm 55, so I've seen a lot of football, and I've played back in the day up to a certain level. We've got an NFL guy here, and we got a young kid. Was there any real starting offensive lineman on the Texans on the field yesterday?
I've got to go back and watch Nick Martin more closely. I didn't notice him per se individually on anything in a bad way, but there was a whole lot of bad to pick out. So I'll try to figure out how Nick Martin played exactly. But other than that, no, I don't think. Let's go. Breno Giacomini doesn't belong in the NFL. Jeff Allen does not belong in the NFL at this point. You know what Jeff Allen's going to do? He's going to injure defensive linemen's ankles from them not being accustomed to moving so fast into the backfield. Xavier Suafilo needs to start thinking about getting his MBA. Kendall Lamb, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know. I don't know what they've been doing with him the last few years other than swapping him, flip-flopping him back and forth as a glorified fake tight end. None of them. Not a single one of them. Nope. Not on this team, not on any team, maybe not in college. Just awful. Because not only, like, they don't even put up a fight, man. They don't even put up a fight. They just, like, there's no resistance. If this was a war, it would just be like, take our families, take our, look,
take our women,
look,
take
I've
our
got
children.
Heirlooms, whatever, just go for it, just have it. I'm just smoking weed off in the corner. Man, I don't know, maybe they're all smoking a bong at halftime. I don't know.
713-572-4610. Nick downtown, Sports Radio 610. Hello, Nick. Do we have Nick? Apparently not.
Nick just got signed to play offensive line for the Texans. Rick yeah. Smith's doing the Lord's work up there. Rick Smith decided finally, like, oh, hey, wait a second. Hey, like, what's Rick Smith saying up in the box to Bob McNair? That's what I want to hear. I want to hear, what is Rick Smith saying to Bob McNair? When they pan to Bob McNair and Rick Smith and the crowd boos, what is Rick Smith saying? Hey, Bob, just don't worry. They're booing me, not you. Okay, sir. And now this is what I was thinking with the offensive line. I thought that a lot of them were really getting overpaid. So instead, I chose to overpay CJ Fedorowicz. we also the fullback that I don't know if he even played yesterday. Listen, don't worry, Mr. McNair. Those offensive linemen that we could have had, but we didn't overpay for those offensive linemen in the offseason. So now your rookie quarterback, for whom we traded a first round pick, he might not finish the season with all of his internal organs and or ligaments, but we won't have overpaid for anybody to protect him.
By the way, on kind of a minor note, they had three guards competing for one guard spot, we thought, in training camp.
Yeah.
They had Quesenberry, Josh Walker, and Chad Slade. I'll give Quesenberry a pass.
Well, and Mance.
But he's on the team. Like, what I'm saying is, like, they had three guys competing for one spot. Quesenberry coming back from cancer, so I'll leave him to the side. But, like, how much, like, are those other guys dog crap? How do you have multiple guys competing for one guard spot?
Yes.
I mean, I guess they are.
Also, Greg Mance better play Thursday night. If Greg Mance doesn't play Thursday night, I don't know what I can threaten anymore.
That's the other part that doesn't make any sense. It's like, okay.
There's love for Jeff Allen.
Well, just think about this. They like Nick Martin. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I get that. Greg Mance did a solid job of playing center last year.
Yeah.
So he's one of your five best guys. Why was he not starting from day one of training camp? Like, how does that make sense?
Is it as a guard, you mean?
Yes, as a guard.
Because you got to give Xavier Suafilo and Jeff Allen the reps out there.
Suafilo, relative to the guys they could have had, and I don't even care about Derek Carr, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Relative to, like, the solid or above average players in the second round in 2014 was one of the worst picks in the history of this franchise. That is a disgrace.
He's gotten worse every single year.
Yes.
I mean, he got better for a little while, but that yesterday, oh my gosh.